The reading this morning is taken from Isaiah, and you can find this on page 624 of the Church Bible. So it's Isaiah 65, starting at verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and an earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labour in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in my holy mountain. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? And what is the place for my rest? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. This is the one whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. This is the word of the Lord.
Fantastic. Now, boys and girls, who can tell me what's wrong with what we see in front of us today? What's wrong with it? Yes, Daisy? Okay, thanks. Okay, the tomb's a tent, apart from that. Honestly. We know whose Easter egg's getting eaten later. Yes, Jonah? Okay, we can see, can't we, that the stone is still rolled over the tomb. And we know, don't we, boys and girls, that Easter Sunday is all about Christ being out the tomb. He's not in there anymore. If you poke your head in, you'll just see that there's some, for people who are being smart, there's some kneelers to keep the tent down. And there's some pieces of paper, which we're going to use in a minute. But Jesus is risen, isn't he? Christ is risen. Is he risen indeed? Okay. But what does that mean for us, boys and girls? What does that mean that Christ is risen? Well, in our passage today from Isaiah, we heard about a new heavens and a new earth. Now, this isn't a place that's different from what we have now. If you think of it like a pan, who's got a pan at home which is really dirty and rusty and horrible? Yeah, we've all got pans like that, haven't we? Well, what you do is you get that pan, a bit of white wine, a bit of salt, and you give it a good scrub, and it doesn't turn into a new pan. It just comes out as new. It looks new. So we hear today from Isaiah, the passage in Isaiah, about a new heavens and a new earth. What Isaiah is pointing towards, he's pointing towards a place which has no sin. He's talking about a place where sin is no longer present, where sin no longer influences people, where sin no longer affects people. Now, I'm going to demonstrate what this looks like, boys and girls. Are you ready for this? Now, obviously, we've got some people returning today, and it's always good to see people returning. And they get a bit nervous around about this time because they know I'm going to call people up and make fun of them in a jovial, nice way. Aren't I Robbie Harris? Come here, Rob. You come on. Look, you're thinking you're going to get away with it. Now, what you have to do, Rob, okay, you've got to put that hat on, and you're going to read from this piece of paper in a minute, okay? This will be on. Do I have to switch this on, Bob? Is it on? It's on. Fantastic. Come here, Rob. Don't be shy. Okay, come front and center. We'll give him in a minute. Okay. Now, Rob, here we go. You ready for this? This is yours. You take the microphone. Okay, tell us what the problem is.
I planned a party and no one has come along to it. It was meant to be a time of a joy, but now I'm really sad.
Oh, boys and girls, can we have a big R for Rob? He planned the party, nobody came to it, and instead of being really happy, he's really sad. Has anyone ever had that where they've been really sad about something? Put your hands up if you've ever been really sad about something. Yeah, we can get sad about things all the time, can't we, Rob? Sometimes people will be mean to us. They'll say mean things. Sometimes people will do mean things to us because this world is a sinful world. We sin and we're sinned against. But you know what, Rob? I've got good news for you. Go and have a little look in the tomb and pick up the first piece of paper. Oh, look at this. Turn around, show everyone. You see, boys and girls, what does this say? Perfect joy. That's because in the new heavens and the new earth, which we read about in Isaiah, God tells us there's coming a time where all we will do will celebrate and be glad and happy and rejoice. He goes on to say in the new heavens and the new earth, there's no more sadness. There's no more crying. There's no more weeping. Hands up if that sounds like a great place. Fantastic. Don't we want to go to the new heavens and the new earth? I know I do. Thanks very much. Look at Robbie. You hate me now, don't you? Just stand there for us, Rob. Okay. Is Simon Keebly? Has Simon come up? Because I know this one fits with you, okay? And you'll see what I mean in a minute. Okay, here we go, Simon. That's yours. Okay. And there's your piece of paper and a microphone. Nice and clear. Are you ready, boys and girls?
I've been suffering with hay fever. I sneezed and forgot to close my left eye. And now my eye has only gone and fallen out.
Oh. Can we see that? Oh, thank you, Simon. Now, Simon, keep hold of your eye, okay? Remember, it's your left eye, so you need to close your left. That's it, okay? Just for the Now, hands up, boys and girls, if you've ever been sick or ill or hurt yourself in any way. Yeah, hands up bigger, boys and girls, if your body feels a bit achy, you're a bit tired, oh yeah, hands up, okay, fantastic. Well, Simon, can you just look inside the tomb for us and pull the next piece of paper up? Why don't you? Great. Show that to everyone for me, please. What does that say, boys and girls? Perfect body. That in the new heavens and the new earth that we just read about, Isaiah tells us there's going to come a time when we will have a perfect body. That means that we won't get ill. We won't get sick. Our bodies won't get tired. We won't ache. And the best thing, boys and girls, is we won't die. Hands up if that sounds like a great place to go to. Fantastic. Simon, you go and stand over there for us, please. Great. Okay. Is Josh Daly here today? Because Josh, this one really fits you. Come here, Josh, quick as you can. Because this is a bit of a, we need to do it very quick here. I'll just give you the top, okay? Because this has got Josh Daly's name on it all over. Here we go. What is this? Here we go. Put that on for us, Josh. Here we go. Thank you. You got it. There it is. There's your arm. Okay, we got that. Now you're going to read this one for us, Josh. Nice and clear, nice and slow. Boys and girls, listen to this, okay?
I'm really struggling to get work as an Elvis impersonator. People don't appreciate the King's music anymore.
Thanks, Josh. Just keep it there for a minute. Now, boys and girls, don't we have this? Maybe you know this in school or at home. Hands up if you've ever been asked to do something and you think, that's really boring. Yeah? Hands up. Not yet. Your chance will come. Hands up all those people in work, right, who wish their boss was a little bit better. Now, I'm not putting my hand up at that point. Keeping it down. I'm not making eye contact, okay? But that's true, isn't it? Because work, whether we're doing chores in the house, whether we're working in school, whether we're working in a job, work can be hard. It can be a bit tiring. It can be a bit boring. We can think, why am I doing this? Josh, can you just get the next piece of paper in the tomb for us, please, sir? Here we go. I'll show that to everyone. You stand by Simon here. Look at this. Perfect work. In the new heavens and the new earth, boys and girls, we are going to do some work. Okay, but the Bible tells us this work is going to be work that we will enjoy. And instead of finding it boring, we're going to find it great. Instead of thinking, why am I doing this work? We're going to be thinking, this work is fantastic. Hands up if that's a place that you're really looking forward to going to. A place with perfect joy, where we'll have perfect bodies. And it couldn't go to anyone better when we said that. And perfect work. Okay. We've got one more, boys and girls, okay? Oh, here we go. I need someone for this. Just someone down there. It's Oscar, come here. It's quite an ironic one, this one, okay? You need a child to do. Come here. You're going to put a wig on, yeah? Okay. Going to put a hat on, yeah? And can you put these glasses on so it makes you look a bit older? There we go. Okay, you hold the microphone. There we go. Looks good, doesn't he? Now, just nice and slow. Read that out loudly, please. You ready?
I'm really worried about my children. All they do is play Fortnite and go on their phones. I'm worried they're vaping too.
Okay, so here's Oscar the parent. He's worried about his children. All they do is play Fortnite and go on their phones, and he thinks they're starting to vape. Okay? It's not great, is it, Oscar? It's a bad situation. Can you just look in the tent for us, please? In the tomb, rather. I said tent, didn't I? Sorry. That's your fault. Okay. Now, boys and girls, in the new heavens and the new earth, we heard about a place that brings us perfect rest. Now, when we talk about rest, it's not talking about having a great night's sleep. Rest in the Bible means that we're free from worry. So instead of worrying about our children, instead of worrying about what our friends think, instead of worrying if we think we're the best, the new heavens and the new earth will have complete rest. Because in the new heavens and the new earth, we will be with God. And we will not have any distractions from God. We will be able to talk to God all the time. And we will be free to enjoy God all the time. I don't know about you boys and girls, but put your hands up if that sounds like a great place. The new heavens and the new earth. I know I want to go. The new heavens and the new earth. Perfect joy. Perfect body. Perfect work. And perfect rest. Fantastic. Now what I need you to do for me, guys, is just take a little bit of sellotape here. And then just stick the pieces of paper there for us. Is that okay? And then we'll give you a big round of applause. Let's give them a big clap. They've done well. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this last task might be the hardest for some of them because they've gone to university and not learned to use their hands, okay? In fact, most of them have got arms like an accountant. Some of you get that joke, some of you don't. Okay, now, boys and girls, hands up if you've ever read a fairy tale. Can anyone tell me the name of a fairy tale? Can you imagine? What's the name? Cinderella, okay, fantastic. Cinderella, what are some of the fairy tales? Yes, Cole? Goldilocks and the Three Bears, yes, Matilda? Snow White, okay. These are all fairy tales, aren't they? They're make-believe stories. How do we know that the new heavens and the new earth is not a fairy tale? Because it sounds like it, doesn't it? It sounds magical. It sounds like... Are you okay? Oh, you can have a sit down if you... Yeah, thank you. Let's give him a big clap. Thank you. I thought you were going to get me then. Thank you. So, boys and girls, you've heard of One Direction. We've just had No Direction. Okay. So the new heavens and the new earth, it sounds like a magical place, a fairy tale. How do we know it's true? Well, boys and girls, we know it's true because of the resurrection. Now, this is really, really important, okay? We've got to put our thinking caps on. Can we put our thinking caps on for a moment? Alfie, can you put your thinking cap on? Grace has put her thinking cap on. Good girl. Alfie's just away with the fairies, okay? I blame his mum. There we go. Thinking caps on. Here we go. We've got to go back a little bit in the Bible to Genesis 1 and 2. In the first bit of the Bible, we learn of a place that is perfect. There's perfect joy, there's perfect bodies, there's perfect work, and there's perfect rest. But boys and girls, can you tell me what spoils that perfect place? What happens in Genesis 3? Can you remember? Yes, Cole? Sin comes into the world in Genesis 3. Adam and Eve say to God, "You're not in charge. I'm going to do things my way." And when sin comes into the world, everything is broken. So people get sad. Our bodies ache and die. Our work is hard and boring. And our lives are full of worry and stress. And the Bible says because sin comes into the world, it leads to death. Death with God and a physical death. But here's the good news, boys and girls. What do we celebrate today? What do we celebrate today, Jonah? We celebrate Easter Sunday. Yes, Cole? Jesus coming back from the dead. That's what we celebrate. So if sin leads to death and Jesus came back from death, what does that mean about sin? If Jesus is more powerful than death, what is Jesus also more powerful than? Sin, Leah. Okay, and that's really, really important, isn't it? So this place, the new heavens and the new earth, it's not make-believe. It's not a fairy tale. It's not magical. It's real. Okay, so that perfect joy that we're going to have is real because Jesus defeated sin and death. Those perfect bodies which won't ache or tire or break or die is real because Jesus defeated sin and death. That work that's going to have a purpose and a meaning and be fun and enjoying is real because Jesus defeated sin and death. And that rest, that peace we're going to have with God and each other is real. Why? Because Jesus defeated sin and death. Boys and girls, this is no fairy tale. This is no magical land. This is reality for those who come to trust in Jesus. The question is, have you come to trust in him today? Now, in our passage in Isaiah, we went to Isaiah 66, verse 2, because it tells us that God is looking for people who are humble. Does anyone know what humble means, to be humble? Anyone know what the word humble means? Cole's on a roll today. So that's, okay, so being humble means that we don't think we're the best. Who should we think's the best?
Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Do you know why? Because Jesus defeated death. Hands up in this room if you've ever defeated death. No. I was confident in asking that question. You know what that means? It means that we shouldn't think ourselves better than Jesus. Only he defeated death. Only he is worthy to be followed. And not only does the Bible say that we should be humble, but the Bible says that we should tremble at God's word. Now that doesn't mean we should be like this, oh, it's the Bible. What it means is because we know Jesus is the mighty King who defeated sin and death, we should want to follow him. And to follow Jesus means that we listen to his word and we do what it says. So boys and girls, I want to challenge you and I want to challenge the big boys and girls today is this. Who are you following? Friends, there is no one greater than Jesus. He has made a place possible, the new heavens, the new earth, where perfect joy, perfect body, perfect work, and perfect rest exists because he defeated sin and death. Stop thinking of yourselves better than him because you're not. I'm not, you're not. We need to follow him. We need to listen to his word and do what it says. And boys and girls, you know when we do that? We live with hope. Who watched that video before? Wasn't that video quite a sad video? It was very sad, wasn't it? But you know what? As a Christian, we don't remain sad. We are sad, but we're people with hope. Because we know that one day we're going to go to a place free from pain and death. And it's all because Jesus defeated sin and death. Friends, Christ is risen.
Amen.
Amen.